يصلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم، هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. دعا إلى الله فالمستمسكون به مستمسكون بحبل غير منفصم. مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق، فاق النبيين في خلق وفي خلق، ولم يدانه في العلم ولا كرم.
الحمد لله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. All praises belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal, the originator of the creation from absolutely nothing. Then ثم الصلاة, then صلوات, صلاه, blessings upon the chosen Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, chosen even before, chosen for Nabuwah, before everything, this creation was brought into existence. This is the definition, the meaning of the stanza. And so, but let's look at these words. Alhamdu. When we say Alhamdu, Alhamdulillah. So you know Allah Azza wa Jal has created us, but Allah Azza wa Jal has not left us barren in terms of worship. Allah Azza wa Jal has shown us and has shown us the way to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So how to praise Allah Azza wa Jal? We fall short. Of course we will fall short. As is in the narration, when we look at Sahih Muslim, Allahumma la uhsi thana'an alayk, anta kama athnayta ala nafsi. O Allah, I cannot enumerate or praise you the way you are ought, the way you are ought to be praised. You are, anta kama athnayta ala nafsik, you are as you've praised yourself. This is Allah Azza wa Jal. This is mentioned in Sahih Muslim. But for that bridge, insan's weakness, Allah's greatness, and for you to become an obedient worshipper, Allah Azza wa Jal has bridged that gap and said, here's an opportunity, O insan, say Alhamdulillah. So this is where Alhamdulillah. If you see in the Quran Sharif, in this with Alif Lam and Hamdu, Alhamdu like this, we're just explaining to those listeners who want to learn. So Alhamdu, when you see the Alif Lam, so there's root words attached to it, all of this. We're not going into that. Just like this in this form, Alhamdu. So it comes 38 times in the Quran Majid. When you see the chapters that starts off with Alhamdu. So Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Suratul Fatiha, the opening chapter of the Quran Sharif. So you will see Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Then you will see, you will go to chapter 6, Suratul An'am. Allah Azza wa Jal mentions Alhamdulillah again, teaching insan. Alhamdulillahi alladhi khalaqa as-samawati wal-ard wa ja'ala adh-dhulumati wan-nur. All praises belongs to Allah who has created, who is originated from absolutely nothing. Allah Azza wa Jal has brought into existence the heavens, the earth, and then وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ, and Allah Azza wa Jal has created darknesses, or all the different levels of darkness rather we say. وَالنُّورِ and light. الظُّلُمَات, as you've heard previously on many other previous occasions from many scholars, الظُّلُمَات is in the plural because the levels of deviation or this different deviated sects, all the different deviated ways is many. And when it comes to Allah, Nur is one. You could just go into a hole, could lose yourself in all the different darknesses. It's a permanent, when it's load shedding, you say light comes on and it goes off for a few hours, stipulated hours. But then you say a power outage. Power outage then means that there's something wrong, something blue, so there is something. We, our hearts, which level are we at? That's the question we have to ask. Nonetheless, we've got iman. And what does Allah Azza wa Jal say? لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you will express gratitude, then Allah Azza wa Jal will increase it for you. So we that are all in the business, mindset, framework, constantly worried about profit. When you speak to the awliyaullah, their profit and loss is to do with the day of qiyamah. It is to do with the qabr. It is to do with the year after. We have to focus on this, the year after that is to come, insha'Allah. We have to bring ourselves, constantly strive. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said, Al-kayyisu man dana nafsah. An intelligent man is one who constantly checks himself. Wa'amila lima ba'da al-maut. And he constantly is striving to the life after death. To the life after death. And who is a foolish person? Wal-ajizu man atba'a nafsahu hawaha wa tamanna ala Allah. A foolish person is he follows his nafs and then he places his desires and false hopes in Allah Azza wa Jalla. So Allah is all merciful. But if a person has to say, you know what, I'm going to do this crime, and then we make a mockery also, you know, in our circles, you get those odd characters, they will say, Allah is merciful. Allah is merciful. We'll just do it. We'll smoke weed. We'll do this. Allah is merciful. That is making a mockery of Allah Azza wa Jalla. It's making a mockery of the Sharia. Acknowledge what I'm doing is wrong. Allah can never be pleased with this. Rather you say, oh Allah, I'm totally weak at this given juncture. You give me the tawfiq to come out of. You know the incident, Bishr ibn Harith, rahimullah, we say now. He saw a paper, he was in a drunken state, and he saw a paper with Allah's name on it. And he honored the name of Allah. He had 2 dirhams. He said, with this 2 dirhams, I'm going to buy perfume. I'm going to honor the name. I'm going to surround it with this beautiful fragrance. Place it high in my heart. Place it high physically as well. And then it was said to him, Ya Bishr ibn Harith, Ya Bishr ibn Harith, you have raised, you have honored, you've lifted my name, Allah. He saw in a dream someone addressing, saying, he heard a voice. You've honored my name. You've lifted it up. We've raised your name in this world and the year after. Till today, so many years later, we still speak about Bishr ibn Harith. So there's hope, total hope for every single person. Provided that you hold Allah's name. Provided you praise Allah Azza wa Jal. And we cannot do it. That is why we say, Allahumma la uhsi thana'an alayk. Anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. And because Allah Azza wa Jal has given us this opportunity, where on the one end weakness, on the other end hope. So we say, Alhamdulillah for granting us iman, Ya Allah. Alhamdulillah. So that is Alhamdu. You saw, I said to you, Surah Al-Fatiha. You know the narration of Bukhari Sharif. La salata liman lam yaqra' bi fatihatil kitab. There is no salah for the person who has not read Surah Al-Fatiha. Who has not read Surah Al-Fatiha. If you look, I'm not even speaking about Sunnah ghair mu'akkada. I'm only speaking about Farad and Sunnah mu'akkada. 34 times a person in every unit of Salah, he's saying, Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. When you add all the nafil, when you add all the Sunnah ghair mu'akkada, these are all technical terms. Then you will add much more numbers to it. But I ask you, I ask myself, when we are reciting Alhamdu, is our focus attention on the praises of Allah Azza wa Jal, or is it such that we are saying Alhamdulillah, but our attention is on someone else? Imagine I'm speaking to you now. If I have to engage in something else, my speaking to you won't be that effectful. Because why? Because my heart is turning towards that and this. That is why I like this. Normally people say they find it as a deficiency if a person cannot multitask. But most occasions, it is better not to multitask because you can focus on one aspect clearly and properly. You know, there's a calligrapher who is still alive today. Sheikh Uthman Toha, Mufti A.K. Saab, speaks about him. And he wrote the Quran Sharif so many times. He says, when I write the Quran Sharif, I go into total seclusion. I ponder over its meanings. I ponder over its interpretations. And then when I come to the verses, when it comes to Jannah, my hand just wants to continue. When it comes to verses of Jahannam, my hand trembles out of the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal. Seclusion is what I want to point to you. And attention, pointing out to you as well, that we need to focus sometimes to achieve what we need to achieve. There's no focus in praising Allah. There is no focus whatsoever in praising Allah. It's just become something that we've become like a computer. You press the button and it does this AI, artificial intelligence. You do this, you say it gives you a response, but there's no person behind it. There's no heart behind it. You'll know these new cars with the radios. You can have a chat with artificial intelligence on your phone too. You ask that there's an artificial lady there and you ask her, will you marry me? She will respond and say, I'm not ready for this. Or she'll give you some funny answer. But it's computerized answers. She can't give you like this we've become. That there's no heart behind us. When we're reciting, when we're performing salah, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today, make it a point. At least, let's start off the opening of the Quran Sharif, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, with, and the opening of Salah, with an active mindset that we are really praising Allah Azza wa Jal. Then you will go into ruku and you will say, Subhana Rabbil Azeem, Subhana Rabbil Azeem, Subhana Rabbil Azeem. Then you will stand up and then you will say, Sami'a Allahu liman hamida. Allah has heard the one who has praised him. And then to attest, see how the beautiful sayings, recitations we have in Salah. Then you say, Rabbana lakal hamd, O our sustainer, for you is all praise. For you is all praise. Then you'll go into sujood and you'll say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Salah is praising Allah Azza wa Jal. But today, insan loves people to praise him and he is barren from praising Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the major weakness in our lives, that we want to be lifted to the top, but we don't want to raise Allah's name to the top. This is a major problem in my life, your life, all of our lives. If you look at Alhamdu, now we're speaking about technical differences. So when we say for Shafi'i Madhab, Hanafi Madhab, there's just a technical difference in the definitions. Otherwise, it's compulsory on all. So Shafi'is say it's Farad. We say Wajib. But both together in Amal, it's both compulsory. I said to you the narration of Tirmidhi, that it was Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu mentions. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Lamma khalaqallahu Adam, when Allah Azza wa Jal had created Hazrat Adam alayhi salam, wa nafakha fihi ruh, and Allah Azza wa Jal then blew in the spirit, the ruh in Adam alayhi salam. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam's word, first words were, Alhamdulillah. Faqal, Alhamdulillah. Fahamidallah bi'idhnihi. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam praised Allah Azza wa Jal by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's permission. What did? فَقَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ Allah, He's sustainer, our sustainer. فَقَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ In translation, you would say, His sustainer said to him, يَرْحَمُكَ اللَّهُ All, may Allah have mercy upon you. May Allah have mercy upon you. This he said to Hazrat Adam alayhi salam. Hazrat Adam alayhi salam got the direct response from Allah Azza wa Jal, teaching this ummah, when you sneeze, you till today, Alhamdulillah. And then the listener will say, Yirhamukallah. And then the one who initially sneezed, his response back, look how deep is Islam. It's willing, well-wishing, ad-deenun nasiha. He gave me a dua, let me give him back a dua. Yarhamukallah for the listener of the sneezer's sneeze when he says Alhamdulillah. If he doesn't say Alhamdulillah, you can't say Yarhamukallah. But if he says Alhamdulillah, then you say Yarhamukallah. And then the sneezer will respond to the one who gave him that dua, and he will say then Yarhamukallah. Then he will say, the sneezer will say, Yahdikumullah wa yuslihu baalakum. He'll respond with this, Yahdikumullah wa yuslihu baalakum. May Allah guide you, correct your affairs, mend your affairs for you. Beautiful is this deen. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that you want a reference for that, you turn to narration of Tirmidhi. If you come to Ibn Majah, Ibn Majah has a hadith, and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha is the narrator of the hadith. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, إذا رأى ما يحب. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw something that he loves, then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam would say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi bini'matihi tatimmu الصالحات. Alhamdulillahi alladhi bini'matihi tatimmu الصالحات. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he saw something that he loved, things are working smoothly for me, Alhamdulillah, I've got the job, I've got this, then what must you say? Alhamdulillah, your children, you're looking at them. First you will say, MashaAllah, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. So you see in Suratul Kahf for reference for that. Then, when you see some, then you say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. All praises belongs to that being. All praises belongs to that being. With his favor, bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat, that the actions of pious, the actions of goodness have come to a completion. You're writing a book, at the end of the book, it's something to do with deen. It is something to strengthen the deen. Then you will say, Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. You gave a good talk. Alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu salihat. Praising Allah, that is where this heart needs to go back to. You did something good. Let this heart go back to Allah. Then, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, same narration, Ibn Majah. When Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw, wa idha ra'a ma yakrahu, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam saw something that he disliked, then he would say, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. All praises belongs to Allah irrespective of the conditions. All conditions, praises belongs to Allah. When I spoke to one fruit and veg owner, I said, is business a bit down for you? He said, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. That's no problem. All praises belongs to Allah in every condition. Look at this. So, that is the narration of Ibn Majah. Now, I was saying to you the verses of the Quran Sharif, Suratul Fatiha. Then I mentioned to you, after Suratul Fatiha, then you turn to Suratul An'am. Suratul An'am, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions in this verse, and that is verse number one. So verse number one, Suratul An'am.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi alladhi khalaqas samawati wal arda wa ja'ala adh-dhulumati wan nur.
So Alhamdulillah, all praises belongs to Allah, the one who has originated the heavens and the earth, وَجَعَلَ الظُّلُمَاتِ وَالنُّورِ, and has made the levels, or you can say has made, if you want the direct translation, and made all the different kinds of darknesses. So darkness wouldn't give the exact translation, because this is al-dhulumat, plural. So all the different kinds of darkness, and light and nur, light is one. Yet those who disbelieve equate others with their sustainer. So this is Suratul An'am, that is chapter number. So Suratul An'am, chapter number 6, comes to a surah that we all familiar with, Suratul Kahf. Allah Azza wa Jal says in this verse, Alhamdulillahi alladhi anzala ala abdihi al-kitaba wa lam yaj'al lahu 'iwaja. Praise belongs to Allah. Praise belongs to Allah who has sent down to his servant the kitab, the Quran Majid, and allowed no crookedness in it. So there is chapter number 6. So if you look at Surah Yasin is chapter 36. Go to a surah before that is Surah Fatir. Go to a surah before that, Surah Saba. Surah Saba is chapter 34. Chapter 34, the first verse, this verse here, Allah Azza wa Jal says, it also starts with Alhamdu. Alhamdulillahi alladhi lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ardi wa lahu alhamd wa lahu alhamdu fil akhirah wa huwa alhakimu alkhabir. All praises belongs to Allah. Alhamdulillahi alladhi lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. All praises belongs to Allah, the one whom the heavens and the earth belongs to. Lahu ma fis samawati wa ma fil ard. To whom belongs all that is in the heavens and all that is on the earth. And then Allah Azza wa Jalla says, wa lahu alhamd, and for him is all the praises in the Akhirah. Is all the praises in the year after. وَهُوَ الْحَكِيمُ الْخَبِيرُ, and he, Allah Azza wa Jal, is the all-wise and the all aware. So this is Surah Sabah. If you go to the next chapter, the very next chapters, this is the chapter just before Surah Yasin, Surah Fatir. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير. All praises belongs to Allah, the originator of the heavens and the earth, who makes the angels messengers having wings in twos, threes and fours. He adds to the creation what he wills. Indeed, all powerful. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jal is powerful to do everything. This is Fatir. Fatir is originator, khalq. Also, to bring into existence. So if you look at Ibn Kathir, Hafiz Ibn Kathir Rahimullah's explanation, he says, Khal is actually to bring, is the planning process. Khalq is the planning process. And to bring it into effect, then he says, it is Bar'un, the 99 names of Allah Azza wa Jal, Al-Bari'u, Al-Bari'u, Bar'un, Buru'un is also another master for it. That is to, now once it's planned, only Allah Azza wa Jal can plan as such, that is part of khalqun. And then when it is being implemented, al-bari'u, you will say. For this entire process to take place, 100% it's definitely going to occur. Only one being, Allah Azza wa Jal, can say that it is going to be kun. When he says kun, for your kun, it's going to be. You and I can say, we're going to evacuate. We can say this, we can say that. It's not going to happen if Allah Azza wa Jal has decided it not to happen. So we can plan, but will that plan go accordingly? You know how many times our plans fails. But Allah Azza wa Jal is that being. When the plan is in place, it is definitely, definitely going to occur according to how He wants it. And nothing can then change it. Do you see how Qasida Burda has so much to do with our Aqeedah? So this year, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I told you when he said, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw something that he didn't like, Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal. Then you come and you say, now, what is the difference between hamd and shukr? Hamd is when you are going to praise someone, al-thana'u ala al-jamilil. على الجميل الاختياري سواء كان في مقابلة النعمة أم لا. So الثناء is that when you praise, whether it is you receiving a bounty or not, still you praise. You saw الحمد لله على كل حال. Nabi Kareem صلى الله عليه وسلم, when he saw something he did not like, then he would say this. So sometimes the bounty is not favorable for me, but still Allah's pleasure is what we should be searching for. For that to happen, we have to praise Allah in all conditions. So this is Alhamdu, Hamd ki ta'rif, the definition of Hamd. Another definition of Hamd is Al-Thana'u ala Allah ta'ala bi jameeli sifatihi. It is to praise, its praises upon Allah Azza wa Jal with all His beautiful sifat. That is hamd. So you're not, it doesn't mean I have to receive something, then only I'll praise Allah. This means whether I receive something or not, Allah's praises is still going to be there. That's the definition. And shukr, when you look at shukr, fa'lun yumbi'u an ta'zeemi al-mun'imi bisababi in'amihi. This is an action which stems from, it's a result of the giver giving something, so you want to honor him. In honoring the giver on behalf of what he's given you, so you will then have this to show appreciation, that is shukr. I've got a bounty, then shukr. I've got iman, shukr. But hamd is general. That is why you know, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, in Surah Al-Fatiha when you recite. Ar-Rahman is for the entire creation. Animals, Muslim, non-Muslim, a general meaning. When it comes to Ar-Rahim, Then Mufassirin say that this is specifically for the Muslimin. Allah Azza wa Jal grants bounties. Go and see the enemies of Islam, how loaded they are in ammunition and munitions and whatever else they're using to evacuate and explode our innocent Muslimin, children, babies. But it still continues. But remember, we say that سَنَسْتَدْرِجُهُمْ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. That is to entice them. That is to spur them on to the point that they don't know. Then Allah Azza wa Jal's grip comes down, and then it's something totally severe. Experience no headaches, absolute ease. And then when everything comes down, it comes down like never before. And the tragedy of this all is, it's permanent. It's permanent. It's not something that is temporary. A mu'min experiences difficulty, but it's temporary. The real life is to come, and that is to come permanently. For the disbelievers, enjoyment, but for a very limited amount of time. But insan doesn't take heed. Even the mu'min with iman, with belief, his iman is weak. Therefore, because he's affected by all these surroundings and environments and what the phone is giving off and what the messages coming through. But in terms of you and I, in terms of our relationship, in terms of praising Allah, we fall short. So this is few aspects with regards to these other definitions also. When it comes to shukr, because we're on the topic of shukr. And I've said to you, we're using the book Ad-Durratul Farda. But so Ad-Durratul Farda, Sharhu Qasiratil Burda. Mufti Ridaul Haqsa, our Honorable Ustad's kitab. Hafidhahullah, so we say, may Allah Azza wa Jal preserve him. But we're going to elaborate, we're going to speak, and then come back, and then so, but we're using this as a reference to refer to. When you want to also take benefit, you can refer here. So certain points we'll mention. Shukr. Shukr, what's the definition of shukr? Isti'malu, it is the usage. Isti'malu kulli ni'matin fi mahalliha. To utilize the bounty in accordance to its given place. Or to utilize, to make it a more all-encompassing meaning, to utilize a bounty in the manner that it's supposed to be used. I've got a cell phone. I'm going to use it to call, to make the necessary calls, to make my life easier. I've got a car. I'm going to go to the masjid if I'm staying far from the masjid. And I know walking, I'm going to be very lazy. So I'm going to take the car to initiate that desire first. And then slowly, slowly, I'm going to walk, inshallah, one day. Because the steps in the path of Allah is something beautiful for the men folk, we say. So this, I'm going to utilize my eyes. وَالَّذِي أَنْشَعَ Allah Azza wa Jal says. وَالَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ Allah Azza wa Jal mentions, He is the one who has developed your seeing, your hearing, and your hearts. So all of this takes place. We're using these bounties, but we should use it in the manner that is Allah Azza wa Jal wants us to use it. The tongue to praise Allah. So the praises of the eyes will mean that I look at the greatness of Allah. The praises of the ears means that I will listen to the Quran Sharif. The praises of the body, the limbs, I will use it to perform salah. All of this coming onto this fully onto the obedience of Allah Azza wa Jal. So to use every bounty accordingly. If I gave my son, I don't have a son, but I'm just giving you an example. If I gave my son a car and he is now using it to go to do all haram, in my heart I will think, I bought my son this car, but he's using it for wrong. Now how bad will I feel? Now this comes and it brings us to the next question too. The next question is this, that how can I praise someone when all praises is for Allah? Let's look at Alhamdu. All praises belongs to Allah Azza wa Jal, means everything in the creation of Allah praises Allah Azza wa Jal. All collective praise, it is everything in the world praises Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is one way of how we look at it. that when you look at Surah Al-Asr, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. So insan is at a total loss, all insan, and then Allah makes the exception thereafter. So insan, taking into consideration the entire insan, they are at a loss. So what does this mean when it comes to, when you are saying that Alif Lam Istighraqi, taking the entire creation. The difference comes into play when you understood this here. That jinsi, alif lam jinsi, this means that the reality of praises actually belongs to Allah. The reality of praises belongs to Allah. Because, and this follows up, it just works one on the other. Take the entire creation and all the praise. In reality, all praises belongs to Allah. Then when you go into and you speak about Alif Lam Mim Istighraqi, this year tells you that everything praises Allah Azza wa Jal. This is the difference between the two. Now, just to see and go back to, because we've spent so much time on this, Alhamdulillah, Munshi'il Khalqi Min Adami, Allah Azza wa Jal has, all praises belongs to Allah, who has brought into existence the creation from absolutely nothing. ثُمَّ الصَّلَاةُ عَلَى الْمُخْتَارِ فِي الْقِدَمِ. Then blessing as-salah upon the chosen, meaning Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, from before the existence of the creation. Now you'll see when you start the bayan. We already said to you in salah, you have to say alhamdu. Compulsory, right? So we said the technical differences. In khutbah, it is sunnah. In dua, it is sunnah. You start with praising Allah and then you send durood upon Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is sunnah. And other times it is nafa. It is what you will say, not obligatory, but preferred. I don't like saying it is not obligatory, because then it gives it such, our weaknesses has led us on to such a level that, oh, it's non-obligatory, I won't do it. But rather we should seek a way to say that, look, yes, non-obligatory, but search, seek to better yourself every day, because that's how ideally you're going to become the friend of Allah, as mentioned in the hadith. By non-obligatory actions, you get that level. And then just look at it from this point of view here. You have a worker. The worker goes the extra mile. Isn't that some worker that you want to keep? But a worker, he just does what he has to do and then too haphazardly. Now you and me, going back to the beginning of this. If we have got this in our lives, that I want to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and strive at least to the best of my ability, live my life. And praises means that I'm not going to do anything against. Imagine you have a worker and he praises you the whole day, but behind your back he goes, and we can't go behind Allah's back. Allah is watching us constantly. Inna Allaha basirum bil ibad. Allah is all seeing over His servants, over the servants. He's seeing us totally. But now I should want and desire to become a proper servant of Allah Azza wa Jal. So this, it's teaching us an aqidah point of view that Allah is the originator of the creation of the heavens, everything, from absolutely nothing. And then teaching us a principle too. After you praise Allah, do not forget to also send salutations upon Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If you look at this, Allah azza wa jal says this word salawat. We say durood. Our honorable ustad, Hazrat Mulana Sulaiman Choksi Damat Barakatuh, he would say, people ask you durood, what answer are you going to give? Say durood is durood. Durood is durood. What is durood? Durood is this. Explain what is durood, Sharif. That, and according to our kitab that we are using, Ad-Durratul Farda, when you see a farmer, right, all that beautiful pomegranates are now coming out. And it is the day now to harvest it. It is the day to take it and take enjoyment, benefit. He is totally elated, excited, happy. And then he takes it out. And he puts it all together. And he sees how beautiful is this. When you are saying Durood Sharif, you are choosing Allah Azza wa Jal to send that because we are filled with weaknesses. And this is how we get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That with this Durood Sharif, you are choosing this. Our Honorable Hazrat Mulana Yunus Daya Rahmatullah Alayhi, he would say to us often that recite Durood Sharif in abundance. Encourage us when you Ramadan, before you even break your fast, Durood, because that relationship, you are choosing the best. Inna Allah, this is one action in which Allah and His angels also do it. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Durood for Allah means mercy, and for angels it means istighfar, dua. And for us, it means praises, prayer as well. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. بك خير الخلق كلهم.